Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life.
Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Eric Gallagher, founder of Come Follow Me, shares what God has been doing in his life.
So I'm back from my retreat. I've been back for a couple of days. I had kind of a crazy weekend and so much I could share from the retreat and from this weekend. I had my 40th birthday, and so we had a surprise birthday party that I came home to, and just a weekend full of just blessings. And I could go into that so much, but I will in future reflections. Today, though, as I was looking at our great feast here and the gospel passage, we celebrate the feast of St. Luke, the evangelist. And I was just struck by that, just by that. That's bold statement, St. Luke, the evangelist. And then we get into the gospel passage, which is one that I had, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago that I did a reflection on, and it struck me in a very different way. But this was a passage that struck me. It was about 6-7 years ago. I had started to really wrestle with like this call that God had on my life to be an evangelist. I was working in ministry and I felt this strong call to do something different, to go out after a certain group of people and to evangelize in ways that I wasn't really prepared to do. And in a model and method that wasn't common, I didn't even think possible, really. And so this passage, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. So I want to just reflect today on two things that kind of come to my mind of how this has been so present in my life. One actually just happens tonight as I am recording this. But I'll start with, I had started these retreats about 6 or 7 years ago in our diocese that were focused on students who were desiring to grow in prayer and discernment. And I was so moved at one of the retreats where we just offered a little bit of time for one-on-one direction, and the fruitfulness of that time where students just signed up and they said, we just want one-on-one chats, no more small groups. And I was so moved by it that I started praying. And I said, Lord, is this something you want to be more present? At the time, I was leading this retreat with maybe about 12 students, and it was just myself and another adult a lot of times. And these retreats are going quickly. And I just remember being so confident, Lord, you're calling me to do this, and I'm ready to do it. I'm willing to do the work. But Lord, the laborers are few. Who's going to meet with these students? So in just this last weekend, again, about 6 years later, we have over 30 students at one of these retreats and about 15 adults that are there to meet with the students throughout the retreat. God has provided the laborers. Now, and I even have a pretty strong filter where I just, not just anyone could meet with these students. It's a very beautiful and privileged space, I think, to be in those conversations with young people, especially in the context of these retreats. And so I just wasn't sure who those adults would even be, if there were even as many as we were going to need, but especially that they would all desire to be a part of this. The Lord has provided. So, and then I'm getting off of this event tonight. We started this kind of new young adults effort in our diocese. And for the last 12 years, I've seen this stirring in these young adults of this desire for this ministry and this community. And I think all the common things that young adults are looking for. And tonight we started this effort, and it was a similar thing. Our bishop, as well as myself and others working at the diocese, we sense this need to further evangelize, to deepen the efforts of evangelization within the young adult community, especially those who have been involved in things like Focus and NET and things like that, and these missionary opportunities. And I can't really, I don't think I could describe it well yet, the spirit that I sense tonight. But for sure, I sense this renewed, like, love and interest for evangelization, to feel specifically called to go into a specific place. In this case, with the young adults in our diocese, a certain age, a certain region, and a certain kind of like place in their life, just in regards to how they want to be involved in the church. We were sent there. But not only that, I could just tell story after story about how we ended up in this place tonight with laborers that were ready to work. It wasn't just me. I actually had such a small role in the whole thing, but God has provided the laborers for the work at hand. And evangelization is happening. So my prayer tonight is that I would be open, that you and I would be open to those very specific places that God is calling us to be evangelists. And that as we look into those places, that we would rely upon the Lord to provide the laborers to fulfill the need of the work that's to be done, that we trust Him to fill in the void where we don't have the capacity or the competency or the skills or the time. God, we ask that you would provide. Let us pray. Lord, you are the master of the harvest, and you know the lands that we're called to serve on, to labor with. And Lord, we ask that you fill the vineyard with laborers. Help us to trust you in all things, that we might be evangelists, traveling in pairs and in company with others, spreading your love around the world. We ask this in your name. Amen. Saint Luke, pray for us.
Thank you for listening to today's reflection. If you enjoyed today's reflection, please consider supporting the With You Always podcast and the other Come Follow Me projects through a financial gift. You can join our support team by visiting comefollow.me/support. Or if you prefer, you can donate through Venmo using the username CoFOME. That's CoFOME. 100% of all financial gifts are used to support Come Follow Me's ongoing and upcoming projects, and to further fulfill our mission of assisting disciples on the journey. Thank you in advance for your support. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.